Hi, this is Neil Stavem. Thanks for checking out the podcast for Connecting Faith. You can hear the show each Monday through Thursday at noon Central. And remember, there are even more shows available on our website, myfaithradio.com.
Always expect something good on your lunch hour. Connecting Faith with Mike.
Hi, welcome to Connecting Faith. And Merry Christmas to you. Happy Monday. So glad to have you listening in. And this may be a busy day for you, a lot of activity going on. And I'm glad that you've tuned our way and think that today's hour will be particularly encouraging for you and thought-provoking and maybe really helpful as we head into the next few days of gatherings and where there's lots of food and those kinds of things are going on as well. I want to just mention a couple things. We have been, of course, all this month talking about Angel Tree, that wonderful program with Prison Fellowship, and just excited to see that your generous response has given us commitments. Just under 500 children will be receiving gifts and the gospel and a message of love from their incarcerated parent. If you know about Angel Tree, you can go on our website to find out a little bit more about that, but we had set before we started this month and talking with Prison Fellowship to say, wouldn't it be wonderful if our Faith Radio listeners could help fund gifts and connections for 1,000 kids? Well, we're about halfway there, and maybe that someone's listening right now and said, I could give a significant gift of several thousand dollars and get that a lot closer. But whatever you can do, $12.25 is what it costs to provide Angel Tree for one child, or $73.50 will help reach six kids. And if you'd like to be a part of it, and I hope that you will, it's a wonderful opportunity. 2.7 million kids in America have a parent that's incarcerated. And so this is an opportunity where volunteers, churches get together and bring a gift and the gospel and a message of love from their parent. And it happens here because of the outreach of Angel Tree. So if you'd like to be a part of it, you can call 855-59-ANGEL. It's 855-592-6435. Or if it's more convenient, you can just go to our website. It's right on the front page of myfaithradio.com. And thank you for your participation in Angel Tree. Let's get to today's guest. We're excited about this. If you have been thinking ahead to the new year, say, you know, I want to make some changes in my lifestyle. I would love to experience a healthier, better life. We've got some encouragement for you. There are lots of books and, solutions or ways that you can improve physical fitness and eating better. This program we're going to talk about today is called The Daniel Plan. The subtitle of this new book is called 40 Days to a Healthier Life, and it includes more than one aspect. It's faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. And you've probably heard about it already. The book written by Rick Warren, pastor, of course, at Saddleback Church, and co-authors Dr. Daniel Amen and Dr. Mark Hyman. And we're happy to have Dr. Daniel Amen on the line with us today. Let me just introduce him to you. We're excited that we have one of the authors on this topic today. Dr. Amen is a physician, double board certified psychiatrist, a teacher, an 8-time New York Times bestselling author, widely regarded as one of the world's foremost experts on applying brain imaging science to everyday clinical practice. And he's the founder of the Amen Clinics, and they're on the West Coast as well as New York. And he's been on a number of media outlets and was one of the authors of this new work called The Daniel Plan. And Dr. Amen, welcome to Connecting Faith. Thank you for making some time today.
Thanks, Neil. What a joy to be with you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and to you as well. We want to talk a little about issues of, you know, faith, food, focus, friends, and more, but let's talk a bit about the Daniel Plan. As Rick Warren has said, this sort of idea came to him when he was doing a baptism at Saddleback Church and spent several hours baptizing hundreds of people and realizing that everyone was fairly heavy, including himself. And so it got started. He started doing a series on it. How did you get involved with Rick Warren in this process?
Well, it was providence for me. I just finished writing my second book on the connection between physical health and emotional health. a Sunday morning, and so I looked at my wife and I said, come on, let's go to church. And we go to a church near my house in Newport Beach, and I walked by hundreds of donuts for sale for charity, and it just irritated me. And I'd seen the donuts ever since I was a little boy, but I'm like, this is not a good idea. And then I walked by bacon and sausage cooking on the grill and hundreds of hot dogs they were cooking for after church. And then when I sat down, the minister started talking about the ice cream festival they had the night before. And I was furious because I was really seeing how our social organizations, church in particular, were hurting people rather than helping people. And I prayed that God would use me to change the culture of food at church, which is a totally bizarre prayer for someone who looks at people's brains all day long. And but that was my prayer. No lie, 2 weeks later, Rick Warren called me and said, I'm fat, my church is fat, will you help me? I'm like, you had me from hello. It's not quite that often that, you know, a big prayer gets answered like that. And Mark Hyman and I created the Daniel Plan together with Rick Warren for Saddleback Church. The first week, 15,000 people signed up, and over the first year, they lost 250,000 pounds. And, you know, I mean, it's really, the five pillars are really smart, but what we discovered is most health plans will do food and fitness, and we do a really good job with those. But we added three other things that most people never think about when they think about getting healthy. One is faith. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit that was given to you as a gift that was bought for you with a price of the blood of Jesus. You need to take better care of this temple. And then brain health. It's your brain that pushes you away from the table, telling you that you've had enough, or it's your brain that gives you permission to have the third piece of pie, making you look and feel like a blob. So we added brain health in there. And then the thing that was really important was we got better together. We got better in small groups, we got better as a church, and when people get better in community, they do so much better. And so people always ask me, it's the one thing I should do. You should buy two books. You should buy one for yourself and buy one for a partner so that you do it with someone else because you're more likely to do it. You're more likely to not get distracted by all the busyness in your life.
Well, and Dr. Hyman, as you know, I mean, as Rick Warren told you when he called, that we are, as a nation, I mean, we have a pretty serious weight issue, don't we? I mean, here we are, the day before Christmas, and everybody's thinking about, well, you're busy making all the rich foods that we've come to love and enjoy. But I mean, the fact is that we do need to take better care of ourselves.
Well, and we eat them all the time. You know, I mean, it's just, unfortunately, the fact. And the epicenter for the obesity epidemic in the United States started in the Bible Belt: Oklahoma, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Mississippi. And, you know, just think of potluck dinners or spaghetti dinners or pancake breakfast or ice cream socials. We are used to having bad food at church. And I think it's critical for us to rethink this. Churches should be places of illness, of health, not illness. And we're really excited about the potential for this program. So one of the first things that happened at Saddleback, there's this big discussion about, well, what are the alternatives to donuts on Sunday morning? And so we had a big contest to highlight that. It's so important to talk about this issue. Our grandchildren will not be able to afford this tsunami of illness that's coming our way. As obesity is now reaching epidemic proportions, so is diabetes. So there are learning problems in children, so is depression. All of these are health-related preventable illnesses. According to Time magazine, 75% of our healthcare dollars are spent on chronic preventable illnesses. And we can do better, and there's no better place to start, I'm completely convinced, than in church.
You know, I was, I guess it was just kind of refreshing to read, or maybe hadn't thought about it that way, that, you know, one of the best quote-unquote medicines for, you know, for getting better health is actually the right kind of food because, you know, the nutrition is telling our bodies how to handle it, how to manage it. And I know that you, of course, you spent your research time doing research in brain activity. I mean, so let's talk about how the health that we need is available to us if we're approaching it the right way.
Well, food is medicine or it's poison. Your brain uses 25% of the calories that you consume. So if you feed it a fast food diet, you're likely to have a fast food mind. And if you think of a plate, 70% should be plant-based foods, 30% high-quality protein. So it's basically you get rid of the white powders, so sugar, flour, too much salt, processed foods, and you eat foods that were made by God on a plant, not made in a plant. And so the food principles are really simple, but very smart, high quality calories, lots of water, clean protein. You know, we actually get more antibiotics from the antibiotics in our food than by taking medicinal antibiotics. So we talk about clean foods, smart carbohydrates. Carbohydrates aren't the enemy, it's bad carbohydrates. Carbohydrates that quickly turn to sugar. So there's this term we like called low glycemic, high fiber carbohydrates. And that's the problem with fast food. It's mostly been taken, all the fiber's been taken out so that you can eat it quickly and get out of the restaurant fast. And then healthy fat. Fat's not the problem. Bad fat's the problem. And sugar. And so we have these really great, simple food rules that if people eat like this, they feel better, their mood's better, their energy's better. And one of the reasons Pastor Warren started the Daniel Plan, it was actually the beginning of something he called Decade of Destiny, that we're going to transform your life in seven important areas. But if you don't have the energy, you won't be able to do any of it, so we're going to start with physical health. The beautiful thing is if you do the Daniel Plan, you also get mentally healthier. So it's not just for physical health, it's also for mental health.
We're going to talk more about that mental health part of it and some of the brain research that's available with our guest, Dr. Daniel Amen, a physician, double board certified psychiatrist, teacher, and a best-selling author. He's widely regarded as one of the world's foremost experts on applying brain imaging science to everyday clinical practice. He's founded a number of clinics on the West Coast. He is one of the co-authors of the Daniel Plan, 40 Days to a Healthier Life. Rick Warren and Daniel Amen and Dr. Mark Hyman have written it. We've got some copies to give away. In fact, three copies to give away today. We'd love to have you call. The number is 877-933-2484. That's 877-93-FAITH. You maybe heard about the Daniel Plan, or you're just you have some questions about what does it look like to get to a healthier life, especially this time of year. We'll get some encouragement for you in today's discussion. So feel free to join in, 877-933-2484, or you can send us a note using email by going to myfaithradio.com and click on the Connecting Faith show page. There's an email link there. And we'll talk more with Dr. Dan Amen in just a moment.
As parents, you always want to know what or who is influencing your children. While most of us have a good handle on this in the real world, did you ever think about who could be influencing your child online? Zabra is a new way for you to protect and monitor your kids' influences while on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Zabra works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to alert you to potentially harmful conversations on social media. Zabra gives you peace of mind. For more information, visit Zabra.com. That's Zabra.com to get started today.
When you listen to and support Faith Radio, your life can be changed day by day. You're hearing the preaching of God's Word through many outstanding teachers. You get an opportunity to learn and apply the principles of what it means to live intentionally, frankly, in your walk with Christ, in your family, and in your daily walk. You know, growing in faith doesn't just happen without setting godly goals and taking daily intentional steps, and Faith Radio is here to help you. Can I ask you to support this great station today? Give online at myfaithradio.com. That's myfaithradio.com.
Let's go on chilling on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere.
It's 18 past the hour, and this is Connecting Faith. And you know, I want to encourage you to connect with us today. In fact, all our phone lines are in process. So if you just try to call, Grace is getting your calls as quick as possible, because this is a topic, of course, we all are interested in and have questions about. We're talking about the Daniel Plan, 40 Days to a Healthier Life. No reason that we can't get started today. And we'll talk about that. How do we get started here at this time? You're happy to have with us one of the co-authors of the book and the developers of the Daniel Plan, Dr. Daniel Amen, the physician and a psychiatrist, teacher, and best-selling author. And he's a founder and medical director of Amen Clinics along in the Newport Beach and San Francisco and Bellevue and Reston, Washington, Atlanta, and New York City. And the clinics, Amen Clinics, are the world's largest database of functional brain scans relating to behavior, totaling more than 80,000 scans on patients from 90 countries. Dr. Amen, I want to talk a little bit about the part of the role the brain plays in this process of helping us or keeping us from living in a healthy way. Tell us a little bit about maybe the role the brain plays in the success or failure of this.
Yeah, so my role as a psychiatrist and a neuroscientist is to help people really develop this concept I call brain envy. Nobody cares about their brain because you can't see it. And what we do at Amen Clinics is we look at people's brains if they have ADD or anxiety or depression or relationship problems or temper problems or memory problems. And over the years, I've totally fallen in love with my brain and the brains of my patients to work to optimize them. And one of the things that horrified me, one of the things that really got me going on my own personal health journey was a colleague of mine at the University of Pittsburgh published a study that said as your weight goes up, the actual physical size and function of your brain goes down. Now, that should just scare the fat off anyone. There are now 140 studies that say exactly the same thing, that obesity is bad for your brain. And so I coined the term the dinosaur syndrome. Big body, little brain, you're going to become extinct. And that's actually one of the reasons Pastor Warren called me. He'd seen one of my shows on public television, and he said I wasn't getting healthy for my heart because I didn't care. And to live longer, well, I'm going to heaven. I don't care about that. And to be sexier, he said, look at me. I'm already sexy. He said, but when I heard as your weight goes up, the size of your brain goes down, that got me paying attention because I know that's where my intelligence is. That's where my influence is. And we have to be much more serious about this problem because being overweight is the biggest brain drain in the history of the United States. Our obesity epidemic is the biggest brain drain. And, you know, as we walk around the malls and things at Christmas time and you see all the guys with big bellies, I'm thinking to myself, guy, you have to deliver the baby because belly fat turns healthy testosterone, which helps you feel virile, gives you good mood, energy, motivation, memory. And it turns it into unhealthy forms of estrogen that make you more likely to be sad and put you at risk for cancer. Obesity increases the risk for 30 different cancers. So getting your brain right is the first step to getting your body right.
Well, let's talk about when, you know, when we have negative brain activity and how that maybe impacts future choices. I mean, I get the impression that there's sort of a kind of a cascading effect, right? I mean, if we continue, because you spend a lot of time in the book talking about having the right kind of thoughts. We'll talk about gratitude in a moment. But, you know, if we're not thinking right, it's just going to affect everything, isn't it?
Well, you know, that's one of the things I love about the Daniel Plan. It's really simple. So if you want a healthy brain, it's really three things. Brain envy, you have to care about it. Avoid anything that hurts it. So drugs and alcohol and brain injuries, that's obvious. But some of the things that aren't obvious are if you have a high blood sugar, that hurts it. If you have negative thoughts, that hurts it. So brain envy, avoid things that hurt it and do things that help it from diet, exercise, sleep, the right nutrition, and so on. One of the things I've discovered over the years is how you feel is determine where you bring your attention. So where you bring your attention determines how you feel. And so focusing on negative thoughts actually deactivate some very important parts of your brain, so you become more confused. And so learning how to think accurately and cleanly and clearly, like in Philippians 4:8, think on whatever is true, right, pure, honest, lovely, worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things, is great for your brain.
I guess most of us probably would admit that we've tried various plans of one sort or another, tried to, you know, work through fitness and the food and getting things, you know, in a proper balance. But, you know, if we have shortcomings or we fall short, and then we automatically start thinking, well, I can't really do this. And, of course, we're coming up here to the end of the year. We all know that, you know, New Year's resolutions probably don't last more than a couple of days, and it takes 21 days to build a habit. So we need some positive reinforcement in this area, don't we?
Well, we just need really good information, and then we need a partner. Because, you know, I think Rick and Mark and I are all convinced that if you, we saw it from our own research, that if you do it with someone else or you do it in a small group, doubles your weight loss, and you're more likely to stay on the program. I like to say, get it, get the information, get the book, give it away is a great present. But because it's really in the act of giving it away where you create your own support group, making more likely you'll stay on the program forever. And it takes 3 weeks just to get comfortable with the new habit. And it takes another 3 weeks. That's why we call it 40 days to a healthier life. It takes another 3 weeks for it to begin to solidify in your life. And always sort of circling around these five pillars. Faith, which is why do you care? What's your motivation to be well? Yes, it's God's commandment to take care of the temple. But why do you care? Why do you need the extra energy? And then the right food, fitness, which is moving your body. It was meant to move. It was made to move. Focus, so you don't get off track, and you do it with a partner. Now, one of the big parts that I wrote about was about failure, because people go, oh, I failed, so I might as well really blow it, which is such stupid thinking. It's, you know, if you have a GPS, most people have GPS devices on their phone or in their cars. If you make a wrong turn, it doesn't swear at you. It doesn't tell you to give up. It tells you to make the next legal U-turn. And so we actually spent a lot of time talking about what are your vulnerabilities. Because if you fail and you think about it, if you learn from it, it's your best teacher. You went too long without eating. You ate the wrong thing. You didn't sleep. When you fail, they're the best experiences for teaching you rather than using it as an excuse not to be perfect and get off the program.
Talking today with Dr. Daniel Amen, we're talking about the Daniel Plan, 40 days to a healthier life, as you just heard Dr. Amen say. It's going to take, you know, 21 days to sort of get start a new habit. It's going to take another, you know, 20 days or so to get used to it. And so that's why it's the 40-day plan. The Daniel Plan, we've sort of summed it up for you. It deals with faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. And it's written by Rick Warren and Dr. Dan Amen and Dr. Mark Hyman. The three put this together, and Dr. Amen is a physician and a psychiatrist, a teacher, and a best-selling author, one of the foremost experts in applying brain imaging science to everyday clinical practice, has a number of clinics and has written several books as well, and is on media frequently, and we're happy to have him with us today. And in just a moment, we'll start taking some of the questions that you've got. By the way, I've got three copies of the book, The Daniel Plan, today to give away. So if you'd like to just give us a call and sign up for that, 877-933-2484. If you have a specific question, have you tried some plans, some things that didn't work or worked well, or you'd like to just get some advice on next steps, maybe to help a family member or friend, you can call us right now at 877-933-2484. That's 877-933-2484. And as Dr. Amen said, this would be a great gift. You get one for yourself and then buy one for a friend. and then go after it together. We'll talk about some of those things, about putting the plan together for the next few weeks, what that looks like, and do that in just a couple minutes. 877-933-2484. More with Dr. Daniel Amen in just a moment as we talk the Daniel Plan on Connecting Faith. Glad to have you tuned in today, and Merry Christmas to you. We're going to focus on some things that can help us live a healthier life in the next 40 days and certainly in the next year, and that is one of our goals. In fact, we're going to talk about setting up reasonable, smart goals as well, what that looks like. We're talking about the Daniel Plan, and it's written by Rick Warren, Dr. Dan Amen, and Dr. Mark Hyman. Dr. Daniel Amen is our guest today. The new book is just new out from Zondervan. We got some copies we'll give away, and Grace will get your name and information, contact information. So thanks for being patient here. Just hang on a hold, and we'll get to you. 877-93-FAITH is the phone number. Dr. Daniel Amen is a physician, a double board certified psychiatrist, a teacher, and best-selling author. And we're talking, he does a lot of work in the area of brain science and understanding. We sort of touched on the big parameters of the Daniel Plan, but maybe, Dr. Amen, we could review. Are there some sort of specifics that go with it? I mean, it seems like, as I was reading it, there's a lot of kind of flexibility. I mean, it's not just sort of getting, you don't have to spend your days, with a calculator and counting calories, those kinds of things.
It's really about, so the first thing to do is to write down why you care. What's my motivation for being healthy? And then get some pictures, because the brain is 50% visual. And so if it's to have a better body, picture of yourself when you were at a weight you're really healthy at or happy with. But for most people, it's actually not their body. It's their family. It's their work. It's their God-given mission. So write down why it is you care. So my picture for motivation, we call it an anchor image, is my granddaughter. I have a developmentally disabled granddaughter who I just adore. And I know if I'm healthy, her life will be better. And so write down why you care. And then we give very clear direction on food. And so getting your food right, the first thing to do after you know your motivation. And so you get really clear direction on that. And we have principles around healthy food. So if you're running to eat, well, that's the first problem, because if you don't plan, you will fail. So we talk about planning to eat the right things. Both Dr. Hyman and I were like squirrels. We have healthy food everywhere. So we never get stuck hungry, because it's when you're hungry you make a bad decision. And then pick a friend and walk like you're late, 45 minutes, four or five times a week. I mean, that's really the simple thing is, I mean, not only your friendships are going to go, but in the meantime, your thinking and your health is going to go up. And then whenever you feel sad, mad, nervous, or out of control, write down what you're thinking. And we teach you how to correct, I call them ants, the automatic negative thoughts that come into your mind and ruin your day. Like, my wife never listens to me, so I have to go eat. And in fact, she listens to me all the time. Thoughts lie. They lie a lot. And not believing every stupid thought you have is just critical to making this work. And have an accountability buddy. And we actually want you to look at your friends and categorize them. Are they friends or are they accomplices? Accomplices are people that keep you sick. Oh, you've worked hard all week. Come on, let's go out for a drink. Oh, you've worked hard all week. Oh, it's a stressful time. Come on, let's go get some ice cream. A friend is someone who goes, you're really serious about being well. Let me do it with you. Let's go out and walk together. Or, come on, let's go to the market. We'll figure out how to make the most awesome tasting salad on the planet. And one of the things we've discovered, and actually in a couple of months we have the Daniel Plan cookbook coming out, is there's no suffering required on the Daniel plan because humans aren't good at suffering. It's about abundance of the right foods that taste amazing. Did you know your taste buds make themselves new every 10 days? And so it just takes 10 days for you to stop craving the bad things that are hurting you. And for example, an orange will explode with flavor in your mouth once you get your taste buds right.
Encouragement today from Dr. Daniel Amen. We're talking about the Daniel Plan, 40 Days to a Healthier Life. You talk a lot about the then what question. How does that work, and why is that so important?
Well, these are the two words that are the most important words in the English language when it comes to your health. Then what? If I do this, then what happens? If I say this, then what happens? So I like to say God gave you a big brain for a reason. And one of the reasons was forethought, planning, judgment, organization, impulse, control. So you don't have to do everything you think. And I find it so helpful with my own patients. And actually, one of them gave me a carved out wooden piece that says, then what, on it. If I'm going to stay up and answer emails and not get good sleep, well, then what? Well, if I don't get good sleep, I'm going to have more cravings tomorrow and get off my plan. If I go for the 3 chocolate chip cookies my mother just made, well, then what? Well, I know for me, 20 minutes later, I'm going to be feeling stupid because I'm going to get a blood sugar burst. And then my pancreas is going to see it, and the insulin is going to drop my blood sugar, so it's going to go up and then down. And then in an hour, I'm going to be hungry again. So it's all about forethought. What do you want? So I want to be healthy for a long time because I have a mission from that I believe is from God. And I have kids and grandkids and a wife I adore. So, you know, I don't want to be a burden on them. So I'm always thinking about the future, but at the same time, totally enjoying the present by doing the right things.
Dr. Daniel Amen is a physician and a psychiatrist, teacher, and a best-selling author, and he's one of the co-authors of The Daniel Plan, 40 Days to a Healthier Life. It was developed at Saddleback Church, and it's there's a number of associated materials with it, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. I want to start getting to some of our callers and questions. Let's start with Nicholas, who called in and has a question about maybe exercise and protein. Nick, you're on with Dr. Amen. Go ahead.
Dr. Amen, thank you so much for taking my call. I have a little bit of a cold today. Over the last 5 years, I've developed a condition where my body produces a third of a gram too much protein. Outside of that, I'm completely healthy. I've gone to 5 different doctors. At one time early in the condition, my body would just be so burnt out. It'd be like I was running a marathon every day and I was barely able to get out of bed. I was wondering if there'd be any recommendation on diets or any recommendations at all on that.
Does your condition have a name?
They call it proteinuria or something, proteinuria.
So you have protein in your urine?
Yeah. Yes, I have a third of much of my body.
So one of the things I would do is I would go on the elimination diet. And actually, in the Daniel Plan, we talk about that, eliminating anything that might be toxic for your body. And I have to tell you, at Amen Clinics, we have a corporate nutritionist. I have more success stories from her than anybody else. And in large part, it starts with eliminating anything that could be attacking your body. So people, there's this thing called an autoimmune disorder, and it's often started by wheat or milk problems or corn or soy. So the first thing I would do if I was you, so I would test your urine, see where it is, and then I would spend 3 weeks on a complete elimination diet, which basically means you eliminate all the potentially allergenic foods, and then I'd test it again and go, well, how am I doing? Is it that my body just happens to be sensitive, and it could be to pesticides, genetically modified foods, and so on, and see if that won't make a big difference for you. So that'd be the first thing that I would do. And then if you're spilling protein, I wouldn't overload your body, but I'd be careful to eat enough, because if you're spilling it, it means you might not have enough protein to help manage the other things that protein's just essential for, like building neurotransmitters and muscles.
Thanks, Nicholas, for that question. And again, we may not be able to give specific answers all the time here, but we'll certainly try and handle them as best we can. 877, well, Dr. Heyman will handle that. I don't necessarily have an idea. 877-933-2484. But a fascinating discussion. Patty, Grand Forks, listening to Faith 1200, says, if you can't afford all the organic foods, et cetera, what should you do? What are the basic healthy foods we should buy? And I love how you put it about, finding food on a plant, not in a plant. But talk a little bit more about that. I mean, that's maybe one of the arguments, right? It costs more to eat this way.
Yeah, except it doesn't. I mean, that's one of the little lies that keep people fat, depressed, and feeble-minded. That, being sick is always more expensive than doing the right thing for your food. And, at the church where we work, there are a lot of people who didn't have a lot of money. And so we came up with lots of ideas. And when you do it together, you can buy food in co-ops. There's a wonderful website called Environmental Working Group. EWG.org, and they'll tell you which foods that you either buy them organic or you don't eat them. And then, which foods you really don't need to buy organic. So if they have a thicker skin, like bananas or grapefruit, it's less important to buy organic than a blueberry. Now, I love blueberries. And in fact, my daughter calls frozen blueberries God's candy. But because of the skin on the blueberries, they hold more pesticides than almost all fruit. And so it is better not to eat blueberries than to buy non-organic blueberries. So, at environmentalworkinggroup.org, you can totally go, okay, here are the dirty dozen, the foods that hold the most pesticides. Here are the foods where it doesn't matter that much. But I'm not a fan of pesticides because they've been associated with things like depression and ADD. So I'm a fan of buying clean food. And then you always want to think about, well, what does the food you eat, well, what did they eat? That's why with meat, I think it's really important that it's grass-fed, hormone-free, antibiotic-free, because if it's not, then it's probably not good for you. And you actually get fuller faster on our plan, 70% plant-based foods, 30% high-quality protein. And if you think about it this way, it's like, oh, I can't afford it. Well, what does it cost you to have a brain that's not working right? What does it cost you to be sick? One of the people who work in my clinics, they were spending like thousands of dollars on skin creams because they had rosacea and psoriasis. And when they went on the right diet, which cost them dramatically less, her skin got better. And that's what we really get excited about. It's your attitude toward the cost. It's not just the cost.
Before we take a break, say a little bit more about some of the other lies that we're so readily accepting of, and maybe how we counteract those.
I can't eat well because I travel too much, which I always laugh at because I travel all the time. You just have to make good decisions and plan ahead. I can't afford to eat well. And as we just said, being sick is always more expensive than doing the right thing. My family won't do it. And so I have to eat bad because my family won't cooperate. And we often say to people, be the leader, model this. Don't nag, model. And often they get on board in an amazing, positive way. I am too tired to work out. And often it's because you're not working out that you're too tired. I can't afford an expensive gym membership, but walking's cheap. It's really inexpensive.
And if you walk, as you walk as if you're late, right? Is that what you
45 minutes, four times a week, walk like you're late, has been shown to be as effective as antidepressant medication for people with major depression. It's when you really look at what we're talking about in the Daniel Plan, it directly attacks obesity, directly attacks depression, and directly attacks Alzheimer's disease. So do these five pillars, and people, they get trimmer, but they also get happier and have better memories, along with decreasing your risk for heart disease, diabetes, and cancer.
Dr. Daniel Amen's my guest. We can continue in a moment. We've got time for another question or two at 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. We do have three copies of the book to give away today. A great Christmas present to get started on the new year, or you don't have to wait till then as well. It's a good thing to start right today. And I want to give some encouragement for you if you have a question about that. Dr. Daniel Amen is one of the co-authors of The Daniel Plan with Rick Warren and Dr. Mark Hyman. He's a physician, double board certified psychiatrist, teacher, and best-selling author, and we'll continue in a moment. We're going to talk a little about SMART goals coming up here on Faith Radio.
Hi, this is Nancy Lee DeMoss with Revive Our Hearts, remembering the real reason we celebrate Christmas. You know, there's so much happening during the holiday season. It's easy to get caught up in the Christmas cheer and gift giving, but amid all the carols and parties and food is a baby. That baby is Jesus. This is a joyous time of year, but let me ask you, where is your joy coming from? Be sure to keep it focused on celebrating the birth of our Savior.
I like you.
No, I like you.
No, I really like you.
I liked you first.
As you can see at Faith Radio, we really like our friends on Facebook.
And we hope to connect with you there soon.
Find us when you search My Faith Radio on Facebook.
Or just browse to Facebook.com/MyFaithRadio.
It's connecting faith to your everyday life
right in your Facebook newsfeed.
We look forward to your like.
My Faith Radio on Facebook.
Silent night, holy night.
Merry Christmas from all of us here at Faith Radio. And glad to have you listening to Connecting Faith. And it's day before the day before. We're talking about the days ahead. We'd like to see life, live it to the fullest, right? That was what Jesus invited in John 10:10. We've got some practical advice in the Daniel Plan, 40 Days to a Healthier Life. Of course, it's based on the prophet Daniel, Old Testament prophet Daniel. If you know the story, you know that he was taken, of course, captive in a far country and was picked out as a potential leader. But he and his friends determined that they weren't going to eat the king's food. And they said, we'll do a little two-week test. And, of course, he came out stronger and better than the rest. And we've got the Rick Warren and the friends decide to take it on as a church, and it's made a big difference for them. I think Dr. Daniel Amen said it was £250,000. Is that right? That's significant. They've lost. We're talking about the Daniel Plan. But you talk about SMART goals. Let's say a word about what specific things we can do, because I think we're always, you know, we're always going to have setbacks. In fact, I know that I think in the plan you talked about, well, you know, giving yourself a day off and some of those, so build in a little bit of margin that way as well.
No, I never say give yourself
okay.
a day off.
All right. That was,
I'm not a fan. I mean, if you are, because so much of the food is addictive, food companies hire scientists like me. Well, maybe not like me, but they hire neuroscientists to put together concoctions to work on the pleasure centers in your brain and totally hook you. And they're masterful at it. People actually develop attachments to whether it's certain kinds of cookies or cupcakes or other kinds of breads and dessert-based foods. And so I think as a society, we're addicted to bad foods. And you would never tell a smoker or a sex addict or an alcoholic to have cheat days. It just doesn't make any sense. Now, if you're not perfect, And I know, you know, 2 days before Christmas, a lot of people aren't going to be perfect. You want to be really good about 90% of the time, because then you're going to find that the 10% you're not good, it makes you feel bad. And that actually encourages you to do even better. But one of the most important parts of the Daniel Plan is to develop very specific goals on what you want. So, I mean, you know, one of my co-authors is the purpose-driven pastor. And, you know, the purpose-driven life sold like 35 million copies worldwide. People loved it because with the purpose, their lives are so much better. So we want you to write out, what do you want in your health? What do you want? What do you want in your relationships? What do you want for your money? What do you want for your work? And then ask yourself every day, is my behavior getting me what I want? So if I really want to live to be 100, because I love my life and I love the people in my life and I love the mission that I'm on, I have to take good care of myself. Because if I don't, I'm going to be in pain and I'm going to be sad and I'm going to have a lousy memory. And those aren't things that I want. So eating well and exercise is not something I should do. It's something I want to do because it fits with the goals I have for my life. See, as soon as you think, well, I shouldn't eat that, well, you want to eat that. But as soon as you go, if I eat that, I'm going to feel bad. If I eat that, I'm not going to get my goal. Then pretty soon you start looking at people who are trying to give you bad food, and everywhere you go, somebody's trying to shove bad food down your throat. You begin to think that you're in a war for your health, and you become a warrior. And I love that because we need more healthy Christian warriors.
And I think that's, you know, the bottom line that comes through throughout all the pages of the book is that, you know, as you, I think we talked earlier about, you know, the impact we could have as God's people if we got our health together. I mean, we could fulfill God's plan for us that we would be changing the world through the power of His Spirit.
There's no question in my mind. I feel that's what I have been called to do through this project, that the Bible Belt is widening. That's not a good thing. And as Pastor Warren talks about, churches are amazing distribution platforms, that if the pastor gets healthy, then changes the food at church, then there's a discussion at church about, you know, we're here for your body and soul. That's just very powerful. When I told you about going to my own church and seeing all the bad food, I wrote to my wife, they're trying to send people to heaven early, save them and then kill them. I'm like, not the plan, and which is why I'm so grateful Pastor Warren got me involved.
Got a couple minutes before our time runs out, and I'll take a quick call. Diane is on the line, and this is sort of a follow-up from what you mentioned to one of your office mates. Diane, go ahead. You're on Dr. Amen.
Oh, hi. I thought I heard you mention something about rosacea, and I suffer with that. And so I find it quite interesting that the foods I eat may be making it react and get worse at times other than other. And I know that if I'm around heat or a stressful situation, but foods, are there foods that help to alleviate it?
You know, it's probably one of the most common things we hear, that skin disorders get better when people start eliminating foods that are potentially allergenic or toxic for them. So for 3 weeks, I would do the Daniel Plan where you, but also eliminate bread, gluten, dairy, corn, soy, chocolate, sugar. And just do it for 3 weeks and go, how's my skin? Because the beautiful thing about skin is it makes itself new every 3 or 4 weeks. It turns itself over. So you begin to see the vibrancy and the healing property. But what's also interesting, as your skin heals, doing exactly the same thing to your brain. makes you feel better. You feel happier, more energetic, and so on. Food is medicine or it's poison, and you just want to make sure you're only putting great nutrients into your body.
Dr. Amon, we've got just about 2 minutes or 90 seconds or so. What's your maybe your hope or a final word? I suppose people always like to say, well, what's the one thing I can do today? Or what do you like to recommend in terms of a closing statement?
So the one thing you can do today is go buy 2 books. Now, I know on the surface that sounds self-serving. But no, I'm dead serious, because when you buy 2 books, one for you and one for someone you love, then meet with them every week and just talk about one of the pillars. Start exercising together. Cook together. When you go out to eat together, go, so what's Daniel Plan approved? Get this information and then give it away, because it is in the act of giving that you receive the most. So I grew up Catholic, like, not kidding, Catholic. And one of my favorite prayers was always the prayer of St. Francis, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. And toward the end of the prayer, he writes, for it is in the giving that we receive. And I sort of never got that. But doing the Daniel Plan, I totally got it, because when Mama got well, her husband got well, her children got well, she then brought it to work and brought it to her friends. We are in a healthcare crisis that we're not going to be able to legislate away. It's going to start with you, individually, personally, getting well. And what Pastor Warren and Dr. Hyman and I have done is we've provided a roadmap that we know works. 15,000 people lost 250,000 pounds the first year. But it was based on this principle, get it, give it away, keep it forever.
Good words, encouragement, challenge, opportunity today. Dr. Daniel Amon is a physician, psychiatrist, and author, and widely regarded as one of the world's foremost experts in applying brain imaging science to everyday clinical practices. A number of clinics in the West Coast and East Coast as well, and he joined us today to talk about the Daniel Plan, 40 Days to a Healthier Life. It's from Zondervan. There are a number of resources available as well. I think cookbook coming out, some of those things, so... I'm sure. Is there a Daniel Plan website?
DanielPlan.com. People can sign up and get regular encouragement, watch videos on how to clean out your kitchen. There's a lot of fun things on the website.
DanielPlan.com. Thanks for listening.